I give you a rest. Oh, that's not predicated, not built on, not conditioned to or subject to the conditions of environment or circumstance. The natural order of things has taught mankind and people and even my church that peace was brought into effect, the prerequisite, had something to do with a settlement and natural circumstances and things coming to an end or things coming to a beginning, a change taking place. But I say unto you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives peace, give I unto you, says the Spirit of grace. I give you a peace which passes understanding, that even while you do not understand why you should possess or be possessed by the very peace, that you're able to enjoy the benefits of it. For many strive to hang on to a place that they describe as peace. But I say to you that there is a better place. There is a place where peace actually hangs on to you. I say to you that there is a place of perfect peace and perfect rest, saith the Spirit of grace. Rest in me, for there is a deliberate journey that can be taken. For many describe and say, yield, turn it over to God, give it over to Him, and that in the end is the truth. But how one does that is undescribed and scripted to most, so that in their own ability, they're always saying the words but never able to come to an end in themselves, to live in the peace that passes all understanding. I say to you that I left in my word a comforter which would pray for you and guide you into all truth and settle the issue before you and show you things to come and bring into existence a perfect peace for all those who utilize Him and all those who are filled by Him and bring forth. We'll find on this journey that the more that they exercise what He's capable of doing, not what you're capable of doing, but what He's capable of doing, then when you turn and say to me, I turn this over to you, God, that it will be more than words, but behind it will be all of the unction of the Spirit and the grace to truly perform the very thing that you desire to perform, says the Spirit of grace. For many turn things over to me almost daily and many times a day, and yet have no ability to truly turn something over to me. That's why it still exists inside of them in fear and anxiousness. I say to you that the multitude of your thoughts, the badgering that the enemy brings against them, know this, that those things can come to a place of settlement. Those things can come to a place of perfect peace in me, says the Spirit of grace. So rest in me, but rest in what I have provided as a deliberate plan for you to turn all these things over to me. And you'll find that you live your entire life head and shoulders above the very fight, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.